Joe Ensweiler is in the studio with me tonight. He is a poet, a carpenter, and a stonemason. His latest book of poetry is A Winter on Earth. He happens to be a former Cincinnatian who for some while now has lived in a cabin in Alaska, north of Fairbanks. Joe, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I'm not a stonemason, but I certainly appreciate the craft, and from my own perspective, both poetry and stonemasonry share an enduring quality, if in no other way than the vision that they leave in my mind. So I'm wondering whether there's a connection between those two for you, or are they completely separate things in your life?
No, they are all part of my life. Working with stone is a form of meditation for me, and it allows me a spiritual space, if you would, that it's the same activity perpetually, and yet it's always different. So I can keep a type of concentration, but it isn't the sort that exhausts me. So I'm always free. A part of my mind is free to explore thoughts and feelings and ideas. It's an ideal type of work for the way I live, which is alone with my cats. I've always liked stone, but it wasn't until about 20 years ago when I went to Shakertown down in Pleasant Hill, Kentucky, and I saw the rock walls there and in the bluegrass. It inspired me to start trying out a little bit of it out at my brother's place, unasked, and things kind of spiraled out of hand. And now it surrounds his 3 acres, and, well, it's about 1,400 feet long. And then I put a lot of stone rock work. It's harder to get in Fairbanks, but there I put a lot of rock work up around my place up there. And the rock there is basalt, which is blocky and angular, unlike here, which is flat, sedimentary. There's a different technique that's required, but I've made the adjustment. So now I do a lot of landscaping for people, and it's piling rocks one on top of the other, but there's a way of doing it where you learn about the materials, and that makes all the difference.
Did you construct your cabin up north?
Yes. Yeah, I paid for it with cash, $9,000. In materials.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's 18 by 26. It's 2 floors.
Well, there's some beautiful pictures of parts of it also in the poetry book I alluded to before, A Winter on Earth. And there's a wonderful poem which is entitled Cabin Door. Would you read that for us, please?
I would be glad to. Thank you. Friend, mute thing I shake hands with every day, who for 25 years let me escape in both directions. I remember the night of the Coleman lamps when I was so young. The world was all fiberglass and plywood, my breath an apparition in the block of cold that would be home. And you, too heavy to lift, sledded here by moonlight, shimmed and bolted on, felt around the edges to seal out the rapier wind, as if this was my spaceship to the stars, emissary in a corner chair from a world that, as I arrive in greeting light years hence, is no longer there. You watched it all. June's leafy sun, winter loosening into sap and mud. On the other side, old loves of mine and meals alone. Till I stand up one more time, put on my coat and greet you. Daylight floods in, hinged and white. Don't wait for me. Can't promise I'll be back. As you repeat what my father told me once from your deepening veneer, I hope you find what you're looking for.
It's a question for all of us, isn't it? So I'm curious, did you find what you were looking for, or is the search what many of us are engaged in?
I don't know. The enduring image is my father on a ladder at Xavier, changing fluorescent tubes. And I stopped to see him on my first trip west to South Dakota, and I wanted to say goodbye, and he got down off the ladder and looked at me somberly, and we shook hands. This was in the pre-hugging days, I guess, and we shook hands, and he said, Joe, I hope you find what you're looking for. So the line got into this poem, but it really had, somehow the voice of my father gets transferred into the wood of the door. It was him granting me leave from adolescence or youth to go out and find myself. That's the thing about writing, that one thing can become another and change into, they can shape